Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus, celebrating 60 years of existence in 2023. St. George Women's Institute revived. Published in the Barbados Advocate on this day, August 19th in the year 1950, was a piece entitled St. George Women's Institute Revived. This report told an inspiring story of an international organization based on thrift, education, the embracing of skills, camaraderie, and the fortitude of women at all social levels of society, working together, contributing to the organization, and lifting each other up. This local chapter of the Institute was formed by the women of the Ellerton Village, St. George. It was revived by Mrs. Eleanor Baker, who lived in England and was a member of the Institute at Dorset, also in England. On August 9th, the group met, elections were held, and officers chosen to lead the business of the group. The report informs that this international organization was birthed in Ontario in 1897, and its global spread reached England during the World War I, when, quote, the need for a combined effort, particularly in food production and preservation, led to the organization of women's institutes in England. And in 1917, there were 137 in existence. 30 years later, the number was 6,531, end quote. The idea behind the women's institutes was to bring together women of all social, economic, and educational backgrounds in the societies they served. The belief being that, quote, all come to learn what they can and to teach all they know, end quote. At the very core, therefore, it was a reciprocal focus. To this end, the writer emphasized the wide and varied backgrounds, talents, and abilities of the ladies, stating, and I quote, the traveled lady of the manor can give a talk on strange lands and customs. The laborer's wife can demonstrate the ancient craft of quilting. The music lover organized a choir. The vicar's wife and her young maid servant attend together. The queen and the two princesses are also members of the Sandringham Women's Institute. However, all pay the same subscription and have the same rights and privileges. These institutes were mostly located in rural areas and varied in size from community to community and country to country. The format for the running of the institutes, though, was universal. Each meeting commenced with the singing of a song, discussion of the business at hand, then a talk, demonstration or debate, and a time of socializing to get to know each other better. On the agenda were also competitions in cooking and craft, exhibitions of old china, garden flowers, embroidery, and the like. The members were also said to be involved in a variety of other activities, from choirs to dramatic societies, including that of advocating to influence the county and national federations to prompt the improvement of conditions in local communities. The Institute in Ellerton, under the direction of Mrs. Baker, where the focus of activities was more practical, members were occupied with gardening, jam making, and the bottling and canning of fruit. Cooperative buying and selling was also catered to through the weekly produce stall. During the war, these items were sold to local shops to go to the ration, and the profits went to the Women's Institute Fund. So, on this day, August 19th, in the year 1950, the start of a decade that would prove to be financially challenging for Barbadians on the island, this report on innovation and partnership amongst women exhibited the value of empowerment.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.